Rapidly approaching end of session already, the second to last week coming to a close here. One of the measures that was through a Senate committee this week is a joint resolution that would ultimately go to the voters that would make improvements to something that voters saw just shy of a year ago.
So we have a provision that's called Fair Missouri that I'm supportive of. And what Fair Missouri does is it's going to ensure that we ban lobbyist gifts completely. Right now, we have a limitation on lobbyist gifts, so it's set a cap on how much a lobbyist can spend. I have always taken the firm position since before I was in office that people should not be coming to Jefferson City to get wined and dined by special interests. And so what Fair Missouri does is it eliminates lobbyist gifts. It takes it all the way down to zero and says you cannot accept a gift if you're a member of the state legislature from a registered lobbyist. I think that's an important provision. And then finally, what it does is it makes sure that there is no partisan gerrymandering of our districts. One of the things that I know is that people in my district, people in St. Joe and people in Platte County, they like the fact that they see me at the grocery store, that they see me at the coffee shop. They want local representation. And the way that the redistricting provisions are going to be done now is they're going to try to require partisan parity in each of the Senate districts. And if you look at a Senate map or you look at the map of the state of Missouri, there's a lot of red. There are very few pockets. And so what's going to happen in a lot of rural areas in Missouri is they're going to have to string these districts into major metropolitan areas to be able to achieve what they call partisan parity. And the problem with that is it's going to destroy local representation. People in St. Joseph don't want to be represented by somebody from the city of St. Louis, and people from the city of St. Louis don't want to be represented by somebody from St. Joe. You want to have your representative be local, and making sure that we have a nonpartisan process to ensure that districts are drawn, to make them compact, to make them contiguous, and making sure that we have local representation, that's vitally important. And that's why Fair Missouri is such an important thing and why I'm proud we're going to be sending it to voters.
And like you just said, the fact that it is not a mandate from the legislature, again, it goes to the same people who voted back in November.
That's right. The people are going to have an opportunity. They're going to have an opportunity to make Jefferson City a more ethical place. They took lobbyist gifts down to a limited amount. They're going to have an opportunity now to eliminate them. You know, they talked about, you know, wanting to change redistricting. Well, now they're going to have an opportunity to make it even better and to completely remove partisanship from it.
Another bill that saw some time on the floor this week. Probably we'll see some more in the week to come. In this case, we saw a Senate version, but a House version is probably likely to be on the floor again, and that deals with what's being called the heartbeat bill.
That's right. So, you know, we've had a lot of liberal states around the country, New York, for example, where they've passed these very extreme abortion bills where they're allowing people to get an abortion without an exception for the life of the mother up until the moment before pregnancy, before the birth actually happens. That just doesn't make sense. I mean, in the Constitution of the United States, it says that we will protect life, life, liberty, and under the Declaration of Independence is life, liberty, and happiness. And so we have a solemn duty when we swear an oath to the Constitution as members of the General Assembly to protect human life. And so that's what we're doing. And this bill is an effort to push back on what some of the more extreme states like New York are doing and say, we are going to stand for life in the state of Missouri. So if a child in the womb has a heartbeat, can't have an abortion unless there's a risk to the life of the mother. You know, if the baby is capable of feeling pain, you can't have an abortion at that point. And then there are other provisions in the bill that say that you can't have an abortion for purposes of gender selection and things of that nature. And so I think, again, this is a good bill, something that I'm going to be proud to support on the floor of the Senate. Again, it's us showing in Missouri that we're going to stand for life, unlike a lot of our liberal counterparts on the East and West Coast.
One of your priority bills, the House version, I think, has been heard in the Senate, but your version, the Senate version, I believe on its way to the governor, that's the land bank for St. Joseph.
Yeah, so this is a priority bill for St. Joe. It was the number one legislative priority for the city and one of the top legislative priorities for the local Chamber of Commerce. It's a bill that very simply is going to let dilapidated properties that have fallen into disrepair and disuse to be able to put those back to productive use and to be able to clean up the city. And that's important. It's going to make the city look better. And in addition, we know that whenever there are abandoned buildings, that people will go there and they're vagrants and they will commit crime. And so we've seen increases in crime in St. Joe and a lot of other areas. And so this is another tool in the tool belt of the city to be able to clean the city up, to be able to reduce crime. And again, I think it's a win-win, and it passed the Senate last week, and it's on the way to the governor's desk, and I'm hopeful the governor will be signing it.